lights, camera, now you know the rest. It is Thursday, so that means it is just about time for Cinema Chat right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm your acting host, Matt Hobson, always glad to join with you to talk about the movies, alongside the fine gentleman who is sitting across from me, Mr. Nick Alderink of Marquee Arts. Nick, how are you on this fine Thursday?
I am doing great. How are you?
Same as always, it's Thursday. I'm always excited to talk. Well, seems like you got a lot going on in the Michigan Theater. Of course, for kids who have probably already seen Toy Story 5 and Minions and Monsters probably 100 times by now. I mean, come on, it's a great time for kids to go to the movies during the summer. But you at the Michigan Theater have got something a little different this time around.
Yeah, we are presenting the New York International Children's Film Festival this Sunday. It's going to be all day this Sunday. And these are shorts. This is a series of shorts programs for from the annual Oscar qualifying festival that presents the best new short films from around the world, which prioritize films by and about people from historically underrepresented communities. And so these are, we have four different programs that we're showing, and they, we say that they are for kids, but they really are for everyone. If people are familiar with our Oscar nominated shorts program we put on every year, some of these may, you know, land in those programs as well. That's really for the whole family. But each program comes with its own age bracket as well. So we have our little kids flicks, and these will be for ages 5 and up, and this will be at 11 a.m. And then we have our big kid flicks that'll be for ages 8 and up, and that'll be at 12:30.
Or for those of us who are just immature.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, and then we have our Hola Cine program. That is our Spanish language program for ages 8 and up. That'll be at 2:30. And then we have our Pride program. That is for ages 10 and up at 4:30. And that is a celebration of self-expression, community, legacy, and love from around the world that feature a wide range of LGBTQ plus identities and experiences in many unique styles.
Do you have to do anything special to actually get a hold of this Children's Film Festival? I mean, it sounds like it's just about to be playing just about anywhere in the country.
It's something that we've been familiar with, and they've been running for a while. And so we just saw they had a new lineup this year, and we decided to give it a shot. And each program, tickets are only $5.
There you go. Sounds fun. Sounds very educational. Let the kids kind of expand their viewing pleasure and have a good time on top of that.
That's right.
In the meantime, Michigan State are going to be pretty busy this week, and here's one movie that's opening the Michigan. Based on the theme of it, I'm wondering why you kind of picked this movie to begin with. Hades Town, the musical. You got some kind of Greek thing going on these days?
Yeah. Hades Town, the musical will open this Thursday at the Michigan, and this is a filmed recording of the stage play Hadestown. This is a musical juxtaposition of the Orpheus and Eurydice and the Hades Persephone myths that examine the way real life can impact our quest for a perfect world. This is really kind of a 1 week only thing. That's at least per the distributor. Maybe if it does well enough, we'll bring it back for an encore. So we really just kind of jumped on this one. I'm sure that the distributor was very strategic in what week that they released this.
I can't see it. I don't know. Well, in the meantime, you got something that for you Detroit lovers out there, something called Motor City. And how is this described as, according to Variety, a Scorsese opera without dialogue? I'm pretty intrigued by that.
Yeah, so I think it's said in the entire film, there are five lines of dialogue, and the action drives the story as well as the soundtrack. And so this is set in 1970s Detroit. John Miller falls for a local gangster's girl and lands in prison for a crime he didn't commit. With his life ruined, Miller hatches a plan for revenge, and this stars Alan Ritchson, Shailene Woodley, Ben Foster, Pablo Schreiber, Lionel Boyce, and Ben McKenzie. And it's a really great soundtrack. Just have to watch the trailer and you'll get a feel for it. But you got Jack White, some Motown in there, some David Bowie in there.
You sold me on Jack White.
Yeah, that's right.
Another one that's actually kind of intriguing. I actually watched a trailer on this just recently, Her Private Hell. It's got kind of an expressionist sci-fi existential thing going on.
This opens this Friday at the State. It's from director Nicholas Winding Refn, who made the films Drive and Neon Demon. It stars Sophie Thatcher, Charles Menton, and Havana Rose Liu. It is about a troubled woman who searches for her father as a mysterious mist engulfs a futuristic metropolis, unleashing a deadly and elusive entity, and her quest collides with an American GI who's on a harrowing odyssey. Another odyssey going on.
Odyssey, what's going on? But But yeah, like I said, this is like one of those for your fans of, you know, films like Blade Runner, Dark City, the original Metropolis. You know, fans will like see the city as the character. This sounds like this could be one for you.
Yeah, yeah. Hit the nail on the head with that one. Yeah.
Absolutely. You are listening to Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. I am Matt Hobson, sitting along with Nick Aldrink, and a lot of special screenings coming up. One we just covered last weekend is playing tonight, and like I said, Mel Brooks' most educational film ever.
History of the World Part 1 plays tonight at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. This is Mel Brooks, his take on it, the history of mankind, covering events from the Old Testament to the French Revolution. And yeah, the usual characters, Mel Brooks, Gregory Hines, Dom DeLuise, Madeleine Kahn, Harvey Korman, Cloris Leachman, Sid Caesar, and many others.
And I'm sure there's going to be no shame if people are going to be dancing the aisles during the Spanish Inquisition segment.
That's right.
I mean, I probably would, but yeah. Another classic, summer classic in particular, you got coming up on Sunday from the legendary Barbra Streisand, Funny Girl, you got playing.
Yeah, Funny Girl plays this Sunday at 1:30 at The State, part of our summer classic series. And this film from 1968 is about the life of Fanny Brice, famed comedian and entertainer of the early 1900s, her rise to fame as a Ziegfeld girl, her subsequent career, and her personal life, particularly her relationship with Nick Arnstein. From this one's from director William Wyler, who made a lot of really great epics like Ben-Hur, and it stars, I just said, Barbra Streisand and Omar Sharif in this one.
Sounds like a fun time, and I'm seeing four letters that will entertain like any WEM listener, jazz, as in all that jazz.
Yeah, the 1979 film will play next week, Tuesday, July 28th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. This is part of our Art House Revival series, and this one was voted by our members to conclude our musicals month. And this is from a director choreographer, Bob Fosse, who tells his own life as he details the sordid career of Joe Gideon, a womanizing drug-using dancer, and this stars Roy Scheider and Jessica Lange.
And plenty of jazz hands, I bet.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Sure, yeah. Remember, like in this Art House Revival, you seem to like to be changing all your themes every once in a while. You've done film noir, now you're doing kind of musicals. Yeah. And
yeah, next month will be movies about movies.
And how so, meta.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, stay tuned for that. We'll certainly talk more about that later. But in the meantime, we also have Studio Ghibli, and of course, once again, the great Hayao Miyazaki has a film for you. You've already seen Spirit Away. The other great film is, but you got the next one that said if you can't see Spirit Away, you might as well see this one.
Yeah, Princess Mononoke will play next week, Wednesday, July 29th at 7 at the Michigan. After a deadly curse forces him from home, young warrior Ashitaka journeys west and is drawn into a conflict between ancient forest spirits in Iron Town and a wolf-raised girl from, as you said, the great writer-director Hayao Miyazaki. I mean, when you talk about Studio Ghibli, like the big three are going to be Spirited Away, My Neighbor Totoro, and probably this one. Maybe it depends on who you talk to.
Probably.
Really, one of the big three of this series.
We always love a good debate, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you've already shown Neighbor Totoro. Is that right?
That one's still coming up.
That's still coming up. Okay, we'll certainly talk about that when that one comes along. And continuing, of course, the big one from last weekend. It's probably maybe for the rest of the summer, rest of the year, The Odyssey. How'd you guys do on this one?
We did fantastic. And this is such a great film. It's really going to be the film of the year. Still playing at the Michigan on 35mm, and we still have film strips to give away. So they're just commemorative film strips. They have five scenes from the film on the. They're about maybe like 5 inches long or so. But we're also giving away mini posters.
Ooh, there you
go. If you want to catch the film for a second time, or even if you didn't miss it or if you didn't catch it yet, these mini posters.
I'm still planning on catching this myself. So yeah. I got some free time this weekend. Maybe I'll swing by and see if I can catch The Odyssey. Hear it with all the fusses up. But then again, you know. I'm almost sold by Christopher Nolan. I'm a huge fan of his. Everything he does is just fantastic.
It is quite a long film, but it moves really fast. And there's, of course, it's an action movie, but it's also very meditative on war and the effect that it has on the personality. This Odysseus is on his way home, but he has to prove himself to his family that he is still the same person that he was when he left. Right. And so, a lot of conversations going on in this film.
Yeah, especially the fact this is like probably one thing I've seen a lot on the internet. This is like Matt Damon's fourth movie where he's trying to go home. You've got Saving Private Ryan, you've had Interstellar, you've had The Martian, you've had this one. He's like, when he's going to go home this time, just stay there. But hey, we always look good.
Yeah.
But hey, if you're looking for a little more laughs, you still got Gail Daughtry and the Celebrity Sex Packs. How's this one doing at the stage?
You know, it was up against The Odyssey for us, so it didn't quite do as well. But it's a very, very funny movie. It's got Zoe Deutsch. It's from director David Wayne, who made Wet Hot American Summer. He has a very particular brand of comedy. And a lot of celebrities playing themselves in this film as well, including John Hamm. So it's about Gail Daughtry. Her fiancé uses her celebrity pass agreement, and so she travels to Hollywood seeking revenge by pursuing her own celebrity counter and John Hamm.
Like I said, who loves a good revenge flick? Yeah. You got two of those this week.
Yeah.
And you still got the Invite, film that NPR gave a lot of attention to not too long ago, and still doing pretty well, I take it.
Yeah, still doing well. You probably got another week or two to catch it.
Sounds good. Well, Nick, thanks a lot for joining me. I always look forward to next week. And next week, we're going to talk about some wall-crawling guy, I think.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. You know, I'm a big Marvel fan.
I'm
looking for that. But in the meantime, we still got a lot of great talking to you. So, Nick, I will see you next week.
All right, see you, Matt.
Thanks a lot. That is Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts. We are always glad to have him here. We're always glad to have you here as well for Cinema Chat every Thursday. I'm Matt Hobson, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti. And we'll see you next week at the movies.